So this morning, looking at my little card with the $3.6 million written on it, and I was just looking at it for about 6-7 minutes. If that, maybe only 5 minutes. It's hard to tell, because time sort of slips away when you're kind of doing it. But the card works extremely well. Actually, mostly I only do it now with the little picture card. And like I explained before, it's a little card, has a picture of a house on the ocean. And underneath, it just has in a little, tiny little white section written in numbers the $3.6 million. And it's kind of good to have it on a picture like that because it seems to separate. Well, it loosens the intensity of trying to focus. There's a picture there. If my focus drifts, then I can always drift towards that picture, which represents something I want anyway. You know, house on the side of the ocean, kind of thing. In a tropical place like I always talk about. That's what that picture sort of represents. So, I look at that little number by that picture, and I just stare at the number, and I just bring up a feeling of confidence of it actually being there in my bank account. I don't try to bring up a picture of it being in the bank account or any visual sense at all. I just look at it and bring up more of a feeling. I'm really only interested in the feeling. Then I noticed my mind, as I'm actually getting better at this now, my mind is actually trying to create little pictures and almost asking questions in regarding to it. It was almost felt like I was getting asked, is this what you want? So while I'm staring at this, I got sort of a picture. It was, you know, very faint, and only for a split second. It was more of a feeling, and a feeling creating a picture of me walking down a pathway a lot taller and, you know, feeling taller with more confidence. Well, we know that money does that, because when you're walking along and you have financial abundance, it's something you're not worrying about, and it creates confidence in various levels of your life. So you tend to walk with a little bit more confidence, you stand with a little bit more confidence. Think, like I was saying, when you're going in a store and there's things there, you feel more confident when you have the financial abundance. So I got a little image of that, and I just kind of said yes to it and used it to enhance the feeling of confidence. Right? And I continued on. I didn't really go into the imagery because that would lead me down another path. Now, every once in a while, another little image would come up of me being in the bank, depositing money or depositing a check or something. And, you know, for a few seconds, I would kind of slip into it a little bit and I'd be at the bank, and now I'm saying to myself, well, I'm at the bank, and this is the bank where I have the $3.6 million sitting in the account. And I'm looking at the bank teller, and I'm seeing a reaction for when she punches in my account and it actually, you know, the money shows up. It's kind of a strange idea, but I remember always feeling sometimes when I had nothing in my account, and I'm in there trying to get out $5 and I got like $8. You know, I always felt like a little embarrassed that I have nothing. So yeah, so that's where that image would come from. I understand it. And now I'm standing at the bank with a feeling of pride and confidence. And my mind was actually bringing these images up, showing them to me, or these feelings. And so I injected more of my confidence into that just very quickly, and then the image changed, and then I'd let go of it really quick, and I'd go back to focusing on the numbers. So by that, I think, it feels like my mind is bringing me certain images, reflecting on what I'm focusing on. We're at the beginning, and I wish I would have, while I was right at the beginning doing that, recording, because then I would see the difference. Because at the beginning, it's almost like my mind was trying to show me the opposite. It was almost trying to say, well, why are you pretending that when this is reality? You know, and it was showing me, trying to show me what was really real, and trying to put me back almost into the groove. It's like I'm a little go-kart and I've slipped off of the groove I'm supposed to drive in. My mind was showing me images of going back into that groove. But on a continuous basis, because I just let it go, I wouldn't involve myself with any other thoughts. Only for a split second, then I bring myself back. And really, that's like a focused meditation in a sense. Because really, see, I'm staying focused on a good feeling about that money. Now, I've noticed this morning while I was doing that, a more positive feeling about money too. See, it's changing in many areas. Because I think when we are creating something, manifesting, creating something like this, or a car, or anything, there are many issues and many levels. Because we probably have wanted these things for a long time, but there's been resistance. And I can see where the resistance was in various places and how that resistance is starting to liquidate. Because, one, my mind was kind of resisting it, trying to put it back, and now it's sort of, in a sense, playing along with it. Also, it's much easier to stay focused on the $3.6 million, the picture there, and on the good feeling of it. And I notice now, I'm getting better positive feelings about money. See, that's a funny thing. All this stuff I've done in the past with the lottery and everything, and while I was working on the lottery, I still had negative issues in me about money, which really were working against my winning the lottery. You know, so I had to work extra hard on creating winning lottery tickets when in fact there's all this resistance there. Now, I put together for a short time a group of people and tried to do the lottery thing with them, but there was so much resistance that it was actually getting horrible in a sense, because the energy was coming off, was turning literally destructive. And I had to step away from the group because it was actually getting destructive on my end. Because of course I was kind of the leader, so everything was focused. And I didn't really want to say a whole lot and disrupt them even more by saying, well, this is happening because of you or whatever, but because that's not really fair. So I thought it's just best for me to leave it alone and just bow out, which in a sense wasn't the very best thing to do either. But hey, stop getting sidetracked. See how sometimes I get sidetracked? There's an emotional attachment I have to an issue somewhere in the past that has to do with lottery stuff. And when there's an emotional issue, then it pulls on us. When we're focusing on one thing, it can pull on us. So when something pulls us away from what we're focusing on, it tends to be a heavy emotional issue. We have a very emotional response to it. So that means also that there could be resistance there. So what we're really trying to get is a positive emotional response to money. So when someone mentions money, we get pulled by our positive emotions into positive thinking thoughts about money automatically. That will automatically create the basis for creating more money flowing in. It then becomes an automatic receptor. Just like if we haven't had money, we've had the opposite. We've had a negative emotions about money, and so when money is mentioned, or any picture of it or idea of it comes up, those emotions become like giant magnet that pulls us towards the negative thoughts and ideas that we're holding about money, which then radiates that out to the universe, and the universe responds in kind, and we stay exactly where we are. So now, by focusing on the feeling, we are doing the very simple reprogramming our feelings. Now, as the feeling increases to the positive side, at the same time, while we're gaining that confidence and bringing up that positive confidence, and you get little feelings of appreciation waves, guess what? The valve of that flow of love, of that energy, is opening and is flowing automatically. So it's sort of like killing, well, I don't want to say that word, killing two birds with one stone, that's lousy, but we've simplified the whole process. So we're focusing on something and just focusing on it in the most simplest terms. The absolute simplest terms we can possibly think of, which makes it then the easiest, and the easiest to get that positive confidence from, which then brings us to a feeling of appreciation, which then opens the flow of love, which then, of course, improves every area of our life, and also creates that for us. So it becomes a very easy stream. So instead of sitting there meditating, trying to bring open the flow of love and then change it that way, we're sort of making it a one-step program, which then creates a full circle. And that's really what I've wanted the whole time, is to make it a one-step program that you can do in public without having to be embarrassed or do some big explanations or anything. And this little picture that I have is very small. Like I said, it sits in the palm of my hand. I'm actually going to take a picture of both sides of it and put it in a book in its actual size, so people can see. And it can even be a smaller picture. You can have this picture anywhere. I mean, literally, you could open a magazine, if you're sitting at a restaurant, lay that picture right on the magazine and stare at it and do the whole thing, and nobody would even know. But regardless, it can be done in such a way that I think you can avoid all heckling. You know how people kind of do stuff. So you could do it, and it would be without any interference. Matter of fact, doing it this way, you would get a positive response from people. Now, the picture in itself, because what they would see, if they were really looking at my picture, would see a picture of a house on the waterfront. They wouldn't really notice the numbers on the bottom, 3.6 million. They probably would maybe say, well, I'm trying, you know, so there we go. How would we respond to that? We would say, well, I'm creating this by focusing on it, and I'm creating positive feelings and positive emotions about money and larger things that I want to achieve. And if somebody then says, well, yeah, but you don't have the money, the whereabouts, the job, the income to do that, I say, yes, and that's a negative emotion, a negative feeling about the topic that I want to create. So I focus on that and bring a positive response, which then will open up the doorways for me to create that. Yeah. I think I'll improve on that as we go. But the idea is, this is much more acceptable. It's easier to do. If left on your kitchen table, it's much more understandable by kids and everyone around. So it's more of a, becomes more of a household name kind of thing. Something that can be done at work. you're sitting, let's say, at your desk, you know, you have a little picture there, you can take 5 minutes of clear focus of feeling good about that 3.6 million. And actually the idea is, you know, for anyone else doing this, money-wise, using the 3.6 million is a good idea, because even if you're just trying to increase your income, if there's any resistance to that amount, you'll get the amount of money coming in that you do not have resistance for. So, if you're making $1,000 a month, and you start working on a 3.6 million, but you have massive resistance for it, but it's improving now, it's opening up more, you know, each day a better feeling, more confidence is coming with it. Well, that opens actually the allowing to receive, you see. And as the allowing opens up, more money can flow in. So all of a sudden you might notice some extra money coming from various places. So this month you might have made $1,400. Next month, more money will trickle in. Another job gets offered and you might be at $1,800 a month or something like that. It just begins to increase. And in, you know, in no time at all, in 6 months, maybe you haven't got the 3.6 million yet, doesn't really matter, but you might be at an income of $2,000 or $3,000. So your whole life has changed, and in that process, your whole concept of money will have changed. And here's the magical part. This is what I really, really liked of all of it, the most. My income, of course, has increased. But what I really, really enjoyed is the money has gone much, much further than it used to. And this is a non-tangible thing that you can't even prove and barely put your finger on it, but you'll notice it and you'll see it. Because even with a certain amount of money, you're getting way more things and it's just going, achieving more. It's like the money itself has expanded. And like I said, there's no proof. You can't point at it. You can't do anything but see that it's there. And many people have come across this experience with sending love. And I've had reports coming in of saying, okay, this may sound strange. I've been using sending love idea to just sending love to money in itself. My money in my bank account. At this point it hadn't increased yet, but for some reason it's going further. I'm getting more and spending less. And then they write, of course, am I crazy or is this possible? And of course I have to write back and say, yes, this is very possible. Other people are having this experience too. Because our universe actually is very elastic and expands to give us what we want. And it will do whatever possible, whatever area we are allowing, it will do it in. See, if we're wanting something and not allowing it by resisting it, then it can't give it to us. But it will find an area anywhere where we don't have the resistance. And surprisingly enough, expanding what the money can do for us is where we have virtually no resistance. And you know why? Because no one ever thinks that's even possible. So if you don't even think it's possible, well then you can't have any resistance in it. And so it can very easily happen. So that's one of the very first things that seems to happen. Some people notice it. Some people don't notice it. Some people notice it and go, well, it's not possible. I mean, it's just, I'm imagining this and whatever, and they kind of ignore it. But it still happens. So, that's the beautiful thing about it. So right now, I want to go through it again. I want to do this a few times over the next few days, or the next few weeks. I'm going to look at my card, and I'm going to look at the drawing of the 3.6 million, and I'm just going to look at it. I'm just, I had a little feeling of appreciation come up. Because right away the signal is already saying to me, my mind's already saying, it said this little thing, in a, almost a feeling, very tiny feeling. Don't you already have that? Why are you staring at it again? It just was for a tenth of a thousandth of a second, okay? It's not so easy to do this and talk at the same time, but actually that might be good practice, come to think of it. It might even make it even stronger or bring out any resistance that might be there. Okay, so I'm looking at it now, staring at it, looking at the 3, the 6, and all the zeros. Yeah, a little wave of appreciation. Got sort of a tiny hazy image of the bank. Bank teller. Got an image of me smiling, happy, confident. Got a nifty image from my mind of other people being happy because this has worked for them also. Well, that's kind of a neat little thing. See, these are not really thoughts that are coming up. These are almost like little tiny, tiny seeds of images or feelings that created a bit of an image in my mind, and it's my mind is actually throwing those at me in response to my focusing on the $3.6 million written there and focusing on the confidence. It feels very confident to have that. Just moving my body a little bit, sort of almost like adjusting it to having it straightening out my spine a little bit, because I'm sitting right now, so I'm sitting a little taller, feeling richer, feeling positive, confident. I can go out today and buy myself and Roberta a good lunch. I have the money to buy, go out for lunch. Confidence to take my friends to dinner. I looked up for a minute and I saw a boat. I could have that today if I want it. Confident that I can have anything I want. My breathing is a little deeper. Calmer. Having this money, there's a certain amount of calmness in me. Any tension of, yeah, just a certain calmness. Appreciation, a wave of appreciation. A little wave of how beautiful the world is, especially when you're on the abundant side. Good feeling that I'm actually improving the world with my abundance. As I increase my abundance, the world increases its abundance because I'm going to spend it. So as everybody's abundance increases, everybody's focusing on positive feelings about abundance, the world improves. The world improves because if you're thinking of that, you're not thinking of war, of hurting, or having to steal or anything else. Okay. I got a signal that breakfast is ready. I have to head back. I'm going to do this again tomorrow. Keep expanding it.